Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, the producer and engineer, waiting online for Palm, Stephen Sheldo.
Hey there. Yep, like everybody else.
It's a busy day.
It's a busy day.
I love this weekend. You know why? Because people come, and I'll tell you, they come in droves.
Right.
But, you know, it's not just about the Palm. It's about the great story. You know, when you come to Mass today, you hear the big story of the Passion, you know?
I was going to say, it's the greatest story ever told.
Yeah, you're
and
absolutely
it's the
right.
longest Mass of the year.
Well, one of. But you know what? It's really beautiful.
But it's worth it.
It's absolutely beautiful.
It is a good Mass to go to if you haven't been there.
Well, I think it's a good time to come to Mass to kind of get ready for the great gift of Holy Week and what it's all about. This is what starts it, is Palm Sunday. And it's the week where we come together. We do get some palm to take home and get some of you take a lot of it. I know.
I know. There's the palm fight.
It all works out. But I think it's the great gift of the story that we recognize this week. And that entry into Jerusalem, like how things went sour for Jesus so fast. He knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And how it was that entry in triumph becomes leaving dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then risen from the dead. You know, so it's an amazing reality. I mean, it's a beautiful, story, and it's a moment where we enter into this great Holy Week. So it's kind of a day of preparation. You know, we recognize, like, how do we make this a Holy Week? How do we kind of make this a little bit different? How do you live a little bit differently? So we look at triumph today. We look at loss. We look at all these different things on Religion and Rock to kind of help us to get ready for Holy Week so that we're prepared, so that we know what we're doing, you know? Not always easy, because we have things to do in the midst of Holy Week, which is not always easy. So that's all kind of part of what we're looking at on today's show, which is really so important. So start us off on a show that celebrates the beginning of Holy Week here, Santana. This is called Winning.
To
There's nothing like that sense of winning and that feeling of winning, no matter what you're doing. You know, I do this stupid Words with Friends game, and it's amazing. Like, the slightest little thing in my life all of a sudden becomes this very serious, I got to win, I can't let this other person win, temptation to cheat. All of these terrible things happen in my life. You know, you think about it, like, you know, there's winning and there's winning. Like, you know, winning means I beat you at Monopoly or I beat you at Words with Friends, but then there's other winning. You know, like, winning because, not because I'm right, winning because I realized that God was with me in the midst of this. Winning because I said, this is going to be okay because I'm not alone. Those kinds of winning moments, the deeper winning moments, I think those are the valuable ones to reflect on. You know, beating somebody at Monopoly, I like to gloat about that. That's gloating. That's not the song, though. But I think there's something about winning that says, you know, well, on a deeper level, something good is happening here. And really, if you think about it, the triumph of the cross is all about winning, right? That which seemed like really utter destruction, that which seemed like the deepest loss, humiliating loss, became the place of winning, right? So that's the amazing thing of turning it around. I think when God comes to our life in the midst of struggle and turns it around, that's that amazing winning that's really worth celebrating. Those of you who are in the 12-step program, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know how this terrible moment where we're absolutely controlled by something, we turn it over to God. All of a sudden, it kind of turns around. Something amazing happens when we turn it over to God. That's the power of everybody's life. And whether we're in a step program or not, that can help us all, you know, to be able to turn over the difficulty to God and ask for help in our lives. Hey, here's Pearl Jam. This is called Alive. You know, something about being alive and having that sense of triumph that is probably at the heart of what the human spirit is most enjoying, you know? Think about it. Like, there's not really a better feeling than that feeling of winning and that unbelievable moment. It's happened even in college basketball, right? At the final round of the, you know, getting into the final round, I saw the winners on the side there. And, you know, who was there on the sidelines? Darius Rucker. Remember from Hootie and the Blowfish? He's crying like a baby. Crying because of the winning team, you know? But I have to confess to you that I've been there too, you know? Maybe not in a basketball game, but I was certainly there in the 86 Mets when the New York Mets won. I remember crying that day. I remember crying at, I'll tell you all the times I cried. I remember crying at the Apollo Theater watching Paul McCartney come out, and it was just such a small venue. I was just crying, being in his presence, was singing like that and singing all those Beatles songs. I was like, wow, this is just too much. There are times in our lives when we get overwhelmed. Being alive is overwhelming in a beautiful way. Notice I mentioned these moments that are not sad moments, right? Being alive means there are going to be very many moments of tremendous triumph that bring on tears. That's like a human emotion on the other extreme, right? When we cry for joy. And of course, the other side is the crying for sadness, you know, when things happen. But looking at triumph, that's an important part of our lives, that emotion that catches up with us in such a way that we get kind of excited and we're moved emotionally. There's something really important about that and beautiful about that that I think makes a big difference in our lives. That stuff comes from God, you know, that powerful emotion. And we're called to be grateful to God for the gift of that emotion. Hey, here's Tom Cochran. This is called Life is a Highway.
It looks like a road that you travel on when there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. Can't hold.
is the story of life. It is a highway, boy, and some uphills, some downhills, some speed traps, and it's all kind of part of the journey. You know, what do you do when things don't go your way? What do you do when things don't happen the way we thought they would? And sometimes it's a day ruiner, and we just have to kind of let go of it. I remember, like, you know, Sheldon and I have been doing this show for 28 years, and I remember one time he came here, and he had just gotten a ticket. I don't think he got a ticket on the way here, but he got a ticket early in the day. Oh, and the poor guy was all beat up. You know, he was all upset, and it was like a bad day. And somehow or another, just in being together, having a few laughs, playing some music, it kind of all washed away, you know? That's the great gift, I think, of friendship. That's the great gift of having even a workplace that's creative and kind of fun. I think all of that adds up and helps us to kind of get through, you know, even the difficult parts of life, you know, on the highway of our lives. You know, God is with us every moment, and even when we get pulled over, you know, God is there for us. So there's something important about that, to recognize that. And part of that also kind of calls us to own our stuff, right? You know, no matter how much we want to say, like, I didn't deserve it, there comes a time, I think, in your life where you realize, you say, you know what, I did deserve it. And I think that's okay to say that kind of thing. You know, I think it's important to kind of recognize that and say, yeah, you know, we're not perfect. And that's okay. And I think part of that being imperfect kind of calls us to get beyond it and, you know, move on a little bit. So God calls us to that, and, you know, he's with us on the highway for the ticket days and for the days there's nobody around. We go as fast as we want. You know, all of that stuff, I think, is part of what God's kind of watching out for us. And we got to trust a little bit more probably to get through those moments that are kind of tough on the highway. Hey, here's Blues Traveler. This is called The Mountains Win Again. I should name this the song of being the chaplain for the New York Jets. You know, the mountains win again and we lose. The Jets lose all the time. Other teams always win. I've been with them for, this going to be my, I think this year is going to be my 20th year with the Jets. And it's going to be, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a great year or not. But the bottom line is, you know, you got to learn how to lose in this world too. And that's another part of triumph, believe it or not, is the triumph that comes with learning that we don't always win. And that's such an important thing, I think, for young people to see, you know? It's an important thing for young people to recognize that, yeah, you know what? I don't always win, and that's okay. I don't always have to be the number one. I don't always have to be the one who hit the grand slam. I'm part of a team. I'm part of something bigger, you know? In my family, I don't always have the last word. Sometimes my dad does. Sometimes my mom does. Sometimes I just have to listen. All of that stuff's such an important skill to learn because it helps us to grow up into kind of sane adults. Because you ever meet somebody who can't ever lose, who can't ever relinquish all knowledge and say, I know everything? You know, those people are hard to get along with because they kind of are always in your face, always making their points. But I think we can get beyond that if we can recognize in our own lives we've learned, sometimes the hard way, and, you know, in their lives too, maybe they've learned the hard way, and coming together is an important thing in our lives. So I think that's part of what this is all about. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. Yeah, it's Palm Sunday. We're looking at Triumph. Here's you too. This is called Elevation.
Elevation.
we sometimes have moments in the life of faith that bring us to a higher elevation, you know, kind of like raise the spiritual temperature of our lives. How do you like that for a little poetic line, huh, at this hour of the day? But interestingly, you know, I think that's what Palm Sunday does. Like, if we go to this thing looking, if you go to Palm Sunday Mass, right, and you're expecting to see the Lion King, you know, explosions and dancing and people all over the place, not going to happen, right? But if you put a little effort into the Mass today, or the service that you go to today if you're not Catholic, there's something very important about that if you think about it, because the reality is, you know, like, say you want to read it before you get there. Say you want to think about it and pray about it before you get there. When you put in, you kind of get out a little bit. So, yeah, there's going to be a long reading today at Mass, right? We're going to read the story of the passion and the death of Jesus today at Mass. That's the truth of the matter. Are you going to be standing for it? Most likely. Is it going to take about 8 minutes? Yes, it will. But the reality of that is that that's the story of our history, right? When we take that into our lives and kind of incorporate it a little bit, it brings us up. It elevates us a little bit, you know? When we pray well at Mass, when you do a little singing, even if you're a lousy singer, right? You know, somehow or another, you elevate it a little bit. I remember some guy telling me one time, I don't sing at Mass. I don't like singing. You know, I hate singing in church. I said, you ever see Billy Joel? Yeah. You ever sing the songs with him? Every single one of them. I said, well, you know, that's the story. That's exactly what it's all about. It's about chipping in and using your voice to praise God. You know, you sing with Billy. Why wouldn't you sing with God? You know, there's something good about that. So, yeah, it's about what we put in. It kind of raises that spiritual temperature. And that's kind of what this week is all about that's coming up. That's what Palm Sunday is all about. So it's worth the effort to kind of be there today, be a part of it, and make it a little bit different. You watch what happens at Easter time. It kind of changes dramatically when we put something in. And that's what it's all about, really. Hey, here's Led Zeppelin. This is called Fool in the Rain. selfishness does take us away from that idea of triumph, right? When we have to win, when we have to have the last word, that's the stuff that kind of pulls us away. And even this week, this holy week that is coming, we can kind of disengage by saying, ah, it's the same old thing. It's never really the same old thing. I always kind of liken it to kind of curling out, you know, like something that keeps developing in our life, sort of like a long rope that's curled, you know. It's not exactly the same. It's not circular. It's evolving. And every year, Holy Week evolves. So if you even served Mass when you were a little kid, you know, as an altar server, it's not the same anymore because you're going to encounter it in a different way now. So don't be a fool, you know. Let God work with you this week. Let God welcome you in. And there's something powerful about that story as it envelops us and calls us forth. Hey, here's Foreigner. This is called Jukebox Hero.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
Keep on rocking. That boy has got to stay on top and be a juke.
funny. Where we find our pleasure, where we find our treasure, is making a big difference in our lives in the area of spirituality, if you think about it. Because, you know, where do we find our winning? Where do we find our triumph? Is it in the things of life? Is it the kingdom or the kingdom? You know, that's a common question we have to ask ourselves all the time. Are we caught up on the things of the season? Or is it really about the story of our life, you know, and how it involves God, how it involves good people in our lives? God's blessed each and every one of us, and we have to look to that as the great triumph. Your greatest gift, I hope, is the person you married, the children you have, the deep friendships you have with people. Those are the treasures in our life. You know, the other stuff, it comes and goes, right? A nice watch, well, you get another nice watch. You know, all of those things kind of come and go. But really what matters are the great people of our life. Those are the tremendous gifts that are irreplaceable that God gives us that last beyond a lifetime because they live in our hearts forever. Here's Pink Floyd, Have a Cigar. as the music trails out underneath me. You know, that whole sense of what Triumph is all about. You have a cigar, you're going to go far, you're going to be rich, you're going to have everybody loving you. And is that really what Triumph on this earth is about? Well, for some, it certainly is, you know. But I think of the people who I look at as superstars, who I look at as heroes in my life. And a lot of them were religious, you know, women. They were nuns. They were priests, or people who served God in such a beautiful way. Humble, humble people. That, yeah, there's never going to be, you know, a walk of fame. They're never going to have a star. They're never going to have a big award. No, but in the midst of that, their lives really become a tremendous example. That's what I want to be. I want to be that kind of person where people maybe might even not know my name, but they remember some kindness, or maybe there's a lasting kindness on this earth. That's the kind of stuff that really matters. So, yeah, we got to look at that in our lives and figure out, you know, what do we really want to have in our life? And that's really what matters ultimately. That's what's going to make all the difference in our lives. Hey, here's The Who. This is called Pinball Wizard. Sometimes a triumph is so deep in our lives that we can't put a finger on it. You know, it's just an experience of things being right, things being the way they're supposed to be. That's a great, great gift when it happens in our lives. That truly is from God. And that's why I think Holy Week is important in our lives, because it's one of those moments where we look and we say, yes, this is going to be good for me because it's going to help me to enter into the passion and the death and the resurrection. It's all about that movement through that helps us and gives us so much hope. Here's Van Halen, Top of the World.
No, nothing's
What is it to be on top of the world? It's to recognize that we go through passion and death, but then resurrection. That's what it's all about. So no matter what your struggle is, whether it's an addiction, the loss of a relationship, the loss of a job, frustration, whatever it is, we get through it with the help of God. That's what this week is all about. That's why it's a holy week. So what are you going to do to make it different? How is it going to be different this week than any other week? Hopefully you can enter into something. Go get some palm today and hear the greatest story ever told and thank God for the gift of that story that calls us in, welcomes us in to the passion and the death and the resurrection, so that on the other side, on Easter Sunday, it's a lot more than a chocolate Easter bunny that we're celebrating. We're celebrating things made right, the triumph of the cross that says to us, we are God's children and we have lots and lots of things to be grateful for. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the great winner himself, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer. Thank you.